This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with David Collier. And David, you've been around PHP a whole lot longer than I have, and you're president of the Pair Group. And so, you know, I know that that's a very high-profile position, but I also know that there's still a lot of people out there that don't know you. So I've got three questions for you. If you'd give us about 5 minutes, I'd appreciate it. So first question, as the owner of an open-source project, Frappy, what is your biggest non-technical challenge?
I've noticed two big challenges in general in open source, not only with Frappy. The first one is licensing. Strangely enough, many companies still have issues with licensing in general with open source projects. I've noticed many traditional lawyers adding me for the copyrights of the code of Frappy once we had finished their APIs. This is probably the first non-technical challenge that I've noticed in open source and with Frappy dealing with enterprise and corporations. The second biggest challenge for a project like Frappy is probably education. We are in the field of RESTful APIs, and even though Frappy allows one to develop an API without comprehending what RESTful really means, it's always beneficial for the developers to understand what RESTful means. But that's our second biggest challenge is educating people on the foundation and implications of what they're building, even though the project allows you to do things faster.
Very good. Thank you. Now, you talk to a lot of people about APIs. I know you're talking at conferences and just all around educating people about APIs. When you talk with groups of developers, what surprises you the most when you talk with them?
Funny enough, the biggest thing people don't seem to know, the thing I noticed the most is probably the lack of understanding of the underlying protocols people use. In our case, it's HTTP for RESTful, but HTTP is a greatly misconstrued animal. It's a very elegant protocol that has a lot of subtleties, but it's also a very well-taught networking protocol. From HTTP, the lack of understanding of statelessness and the unfamiliarity with idempotency across methods is a major area of concern to me, as it's the very essence of the protocol. And this is probably the biggest misunderstanding, the HTTP protocol itself, something every web developer, API developer uses every day.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Great answer. Third question, final question. What advice do you have for developers who are creating their very first API?
Well, that's simple. Use Frappy. in all seriousness, though, my recommendation is not as technical as one might think. I have to say, make your API usable. API usability is something that I talk regularly about and a topic that is, in my opinion, strongly undermined. Even if your API is pure, and by pure I mean that follows obediently the rules of RESTfulness, it may still not be usable by the average developer. And remember, there is more developers at the top of the bell curve than there are on the lower ends of the normal distribution. Mm-hmm. So my biggest tip is very much make your API as usable as possible.
Excellent advice.
Think before you do it.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Real quick, what's your local user group?
Our local user group is the Irish PHP user group, and you can go to php.ie and we have meetings every month. So I would say that's our user group. I would also have to say a second user, which is kind of all technology user group, which is our pub standards, that you can go at pubstandards.ie. And this is another kind of user group mixed with different technologies and different backgrounds. And I must say, this is also very cool.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Look, I appreciate you spending the time with us today to record. And seriously, thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thanks to you, and talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. DayCamp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.